Glenn Roberts is from the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association. Retail Excellence Ireland, the REI, and the Northern Ireland Retail Trade Association, which Glenn represents, indeed are teaming up with the Southern Minister Sean Sherlock, and they're launching the first ever report on building retail in Ireland, North and South. It's a challenge and a half in this day and age. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Glenn. You don't have to go only to shops in Northern Ireland to see boarded up small premises. It's right across the island of Ireland.
It is a big challenge, north and south. But I think the central point of our report is that Northern Ireland should be doing better in the amount of visitors that go to Dublin but don't go north. And, you know, we some of the stats there is that, you know, you've got a situation where 32% of visitors, particularly from North America, who go to Belfast go on to Dublin, but it's almost the reverse in terms of those visitors that go to Dublin but don't go to Belfast. So what we've got to try and do is up our game in Northern Ireland. We've got to ensure that we have attractive town centres. We've got to ensure that our tourist board does more to promote our retail offering. And, you know, we need to be ensuring that we get a slice of that action. And I think that's the central part of this report. Northern Ireland should be doing a lot better in terms of attracting American tourists that go south but don't go north.
I suppose you wonder what they're going to come north for in terms of a shopping experience. Yes, people may wish to see the Giant's Causeway or go to the Bushmills Distillery or visit the Titanic Quarter, but is shopping in Northern Ireland going to swing it?
Well, I think there's enough action points there, not just for, if you like, government as such, but a lot of the action points are for the retail sector themselves. But I think that if you look at, you know, Belfast, and many of our town centres have a fantastic retail offering. Yes, there's other towns that need to do more, but I do think, particularly if you look in Belfast, that we have a fantastic retail and hospitality offering. So we need to be doing more. For instance, an idea that we put forward that you would have, I feel like, a north-south shopping break package. We don't even have a Northern Ireland shopping break package that just covers your side of the border, but we thought about that idea as a way to hook in some of the particular American tourists that go to Dublin, go south but don't go north. And that's, we need to get a slice of that action, and we need to be looking at ways we can make Northern Ireland an attractive place to attract those visitors, grow our tourism spend. And if we grow our tourism spend, we grow our retail spend. So, and obviously the knock-on effect in our hospitality sector as well.
In the short term, you have a problem with the euro. The southerners themselves don't want to come up here to shop at the moment at all.
Well, you know, currencies fluctuate, they change all the time, it is swings and roundabouts, but what we've got to ensure is things like investing in the enterprise service at times can be a bit ropey in terms of the timing. What we need to do is ensure there's extra investment goes into that. I think we need to be ensuring that the two tourist boards work together, but ultimately, I think the enterprise minister has made this point very well. We need to obviously develop a distinctive Northern Ireland brand as well in relation to, if you like, our international offering. So, and I think the retail sector has a key role to play. And obviously for us now, it is about working in partnership with a multitude of different agencies, and particularly the hospitality sector, because I think together we can, and you know, we work very closely with our colleagues in Pubs of Ulster to ensure that, you know, Northern Ireland has a good combined retail and hospitality offering. And I think we've made progress, but we've a lot more work to do.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for that, commenting on the latest report and set of initiatives, indeed, to help bring a vibrancy to this part of the world.